What to do when OSHA arrives. A facility manager's step-by-step survival guide to an OSHA inspection. When an inspector pulls up to your facility unannounced, your heart rate doesn't have to spike. In my 20-plus years split between emergency response and industrial safety consulting at Redline Safety, I've seen both ends of the spectrum. Companies that panic and make costly missteps and teams that handle an unannounced OSHA inspection like a well-oiled machine. The difference between a seamless visit and thousands of dollars in penalties comes down to one thing: knowing your rights and having a standardized response protocol. Here is my practical step-by-step survival guide to navigating an unannounced inspection, protecting your facility's compliance record, and maintaining a culture focused on employer compliance and employee safety. 1. The opening minutes, credentials, and privacy. When the Compliance Safety and Health Officer, CSHO, steps through your front door, the clock starts. How your front desk staff handles the first 5 minutes sets the tone for the entire visit. Verify credentials. Always ask the inspector for their official photo ID and federal serial number. A badge alone isn't enough. Escort to a private room. Never leave an inspector waiting in the lobby where they can observe active operations or ongoing work. Move them to a private conference room immediately. Trigger your internal protocol. Contact your facility manager, safety lead, and legal counsel right away. Pro tip, OSHA guidelines allow you a reasonable delay, typically up to 1 hour, to wait for key management or safety representatives to arrive before beginning the inspection. 2. The opening conference, defining the scope. The opening conference is your opportunity to set firm boundaries. Do not treat this as an informal chat. It is a formal legal proceeding. Ask for the reason. Is this a programmed routine inspection, a response to a workplace complaint, or triggered by a recent severe injury? Request a copy of the complaint. If the visit stems from an employee complaint, ask for a redacted copy. You have the right to know the specific allegations. Set safety rules. Before stepping onto the floor, brief the inspector on your site-specific PPE requirements, hazard zones, and escort protocols. 3. The walkthrough protocol, stay in control. The CSHO has the right to inspect your facility, but you have the right to manage the route. Reception/private room. To direct route to scope area to exit facility. Avoid scenic tours. Essential rules for the floor. Assign a designated escort team. Keep the escort group small, typically a facility manager, a safety professional, and a designated scribe. Take mirror photos and notes. Whatever the inspector photos, measures, or samples, your scribe must capture the exact same data from the same angle. Fix instant hazards. If a CSHO points out a quick fix, like a missing machine guard or a blocked fire extinguisher, resolve it on the spot while they watch. This demonstrates goodwill, though you should still log the correction. Beware of the plain view rule. If an inspector sees a hazard while walking to the target area, they can legally expand the scope of the inspection. Take the most direct path to the area in question. 4. Understanding employee and manager interview rights. Interviewing personnel is a standard part of any OSHA walkthrough, but the rules differ depending on who is being questioned. Hourly/non-exempt employees. OSHA inspectors are entitled to conduct private, one-on-one interviews with hourly workers. Inform your team of their rights. They can request a union or employee representative present, decline to be tape recorded, or decline the interview altogether. Never instruct employees to refuse an interview. Coercion is a major federal violation. Management and supervisors. Because supervisors and managers represent the company, their statements are legally binding admissions. You have the right to have company legal counsel or management present during any supervisor interview. 5. Documentation. Management, produce, don't volunteer. When it comes to compliance records, supply only what is explicitly requested and directly related to the inspection scope. Standard documents to keep ready, documentation, best practices, OSHA, 300/300 A-logs, past 5 years. Only provide written records requested in writing. Safety data sheets, SDS. Maintain an exact copy of every file handed to OSHA, written safety programs, LOTO, HAZCOM. Do not volunteer unrelated internal audits or training files. 6. The closing conference, listen and log. At the conclusion of the walkthrough, the CSHO will hold a closing conference to discuss observed hazards, potential violations, and proposed abatement dates. Listen and ask questions. Focus on understanding the inspector's findings. Do not admit fault. Never debate liability, argue about proposed fines, or make binding promises on completion dates during this meeting. Show corrective action. Provide proof of any hazards you fixed immediately during the inspection. Is your facility ready for an unannounced inspection? The best time to prepare for OSHA is before they knock on your door. At Redline Safety, we conduct comprehensive mock OSHA inspections, audit your written programs, and provide on-site safety training to keep your workers safe and your business fully compliant.
Search Redline Safety.